Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Entine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, March 28th, and ending on Sunday, April 3rd. And we have a new moon this week in Aries. It will arrive on April Fool's Day on the eastern coastline at 2:24 a.m. It will arrive at 11:24 p.m. on Thursday out west, the Pacific time zone. So I'm going to speak about that first because there isn't a lot of other stuff except the normal aspects of the moon as we move through the week. Of course, we're in the fourth quarter phase, getting ready for that new moon on Friday. So what I'm looking at and I'm finding very interesting, of course, we know there's something going on in the world right now that's got a lot of people's attention. And one of the things I noticed with the current lunar and solar and all these events is that the asteroids, the centaurs, the trans-Plutonian planets, the dwarf planets, they're all a lot more connected into the scenarios than they used to be, or at least it seems that way to me. Perhaps it's just me having them more in my consciousness. But what we are seeing at this new moon, and we have Vesta. She is an asteroid goddess. She's the keeper of the hearth, the temple of the Vestal Virgins. And she is also known to be an energy that shows us what we will defend and protect. Okay. Well, she's in Aquarius now, and it does seem to me, especially after looking at a lot of charts for my eclipse presentation, which unfortunately did not get a shareable link. That is a great sorrow for me because there's so much information. It was amazing, great. That what we're looking at is a country that's fighting for its independence, you see, and Aquarius is that. And the Mars energy that's very close to the conjunction to Saturn in Aquarius, which is very close to Juno, exact same degree, 22 degrees, and then Venus, 25 degrees Aquarius, we're looking at a new moon in the sign of war that relates directly to, by degree, Vesta. And Vesta at 10 degrees, our Aries new moon at 11 degrees Aries. So we are really seeing a fight for independence, an Aquarian war. It's a little bit different than the other things we've been doing. There's always a war going on now, but that's, I find, really fascinating, and this Aries new moon is bringing it out more, all right? So by the 31st into the 1st of April, there should be some major direction. We do see that the people of the country, that's the independent country that's fighting, are being seen as Vesta in Aquarius. They're not going to let it go. They just won't. And this has been, you know, the big surprise, really. Also, Vesta is square Uranus and Taurus. And the Uranus and Taurus energy, I mean, I find this really basically amazing that it's true that this turmoil is what captures our attention, especially with the South Node transiting now in Scorpio, a sign that has a lot of turmoil in the negative sense when it feels so vulnerable. So our eyes are on this, the defense of Vesta. And meanwhile, we just lost some of the shelf, the ice shelf in Antarctica, Uranus in Taurus. We're not paying enough attention. I know that there was a protest in Europe, I believe, and they're pointing this out, the youngest of us, because, you know, it's their world that they're inheriting or not inheriting, as the case may be. So, you know, this new moon is in, again, Aries, which is the self, the interest of self, and Mercury is in Aries, thinking about the things of the self and what one wants to defend, and, you know, also sextile Vesta. So a lot of people aren't just going to be looking at defending in another part of the world. They're going to be looking at the world itself. This is going to be the challenge point, you see, for this. A new moon seeding ideas. This is a new phase we're going to go in after this new moon. And the new moon is also with Chiron, the wounded healer, but also the great teacher of how to wage war, and also sitting with Pallas Athena, who is also the wisdom warrior. So there's a lot of other things other than this country that people are going to be out there defending, all right? And there's a lot more that you will see in that sense. And we are right on the verge of the exact Jupiter-Neptune conjunction as the new moon comes in. Jupiter is just 2 degrees off that. So it will be taking place very, very soon in the exact degrees, which I believe are 24. But this is a thing that's bringing up a lot of tremendous idealism and generosity and caring for the, quote, underdogs, having compassion. It's tremendously positive for spiritual work. And this combo is sextile the North Node and trine the South Node. So it's sort of suggesting, you know, we could put in a lot of positive vision now and not let just the need for us to look at the money and the power and what's going on in the turmoil, just start to envision what we want to see, because this is also this Jupiter-Neptune in a good aspect, sextile, opportunities and helpful to Pluto in Capricorn, where there may be changes, transformations that could take place in terms of government structures or structures in general, corporations, etc. So it's kind of an interesting new moon to have at this particular time, and it's also still a very tight, not even a bowl, it's like less than a bowl. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4 houses really out of the 12 that are making a lot of aspects with planets in them. So it's a very concentrated energy in the signs from Capricorn to Taurus. And so we are, again, looking very much at Aquarius with, you know, 3 planets plus an asteroid, 2 asteroids, and Aries with, again, 3 planets, a centaur and asteroid. And then, of course, Eris is still there in Aries, and she's the one that rattles the cage. Sometimes it needs to be rattled. And she's in that long, ongoing square to Pluto. So things have been shaking, and they continue to shake. But we are at the new moon moment when we set our intentions for the coming lunar cycle. So that's why I'm saying, you know, yes, you're going to want to be able to express your unique individual self, no doubt about it. And yes, you will aggressively pursue these things. But we should aggressively pursue with the influence of Jupiter and Neptune if we don't want to be in trouble, if we want to be able to see something manifest that is in a higher degree of energy or the highest degree of love. So that's what I want to say about the Aries new moon, which again will come in. And that means that as we start the week, we're in the cycle before the new moon where we can feel lower energy. So don't be surprised. You know, it's kind of especially when we get the moon in Pisces come in on Tuesday morning, dreamy, drifty. You may feel like you want more napping time or just to be quiet and away by yourself. It's okay. This is normal. And once we get that Aries new moon come in with Aries energy, you'll start coming right out of it. All right? So just be aware that the cycles do affect us. And, you know, don't worry if your energies are lagging for just a couple of days before the new moon. Okay? So starting with Monday, the moon is in Aquarius, and it's an early morning Eastern Daylight Time. We have a very friendly and very good connection between the moon and Venus conjunct in Aquarius. So this is a great morning right then to until about 10 a.m. to get in touch with people, and of course electronically anyway. You want to do it, emails, tweets, messages, you name it, online, Facebook, whatever. It's a good energy for you to be connecting to other people, networking, and receiving assistance, as Venus would like to help you, right? However, once we get past 10 a.m., we go into the issue of the moon conjunction Saturn, and that's until 10-11 a.m. So if you got past, well, you should really stick into maybe 9:45 with that earlier aspect, because this moon Saturn is going to come in really fast and be a big no, you know, like a big letdown. So, and then Venus herself is going to join Saturn on Monday, 3:27 p.m. and the old phrase, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, may be shown. There may be a lot of flack going on. Also in the mundane realm, there's a couple of women on the hot seat at the moment, and there may be a lot of aggressive communications or difficult communications coming at them as well on Monday. So Monday isn't a good day after you get past that early morning conjunction to Venus to get involved in trying to talk to people about your needs or your finances, and that's Venus-Saturn at 3:27 p.m. Eastern. So once again, the void of course phase is going to be your best time to go out, try to do things, move around, not to plan for the future or to find things that you are looking to find necessarily, but just normal life, because you're in the void of course Aquarius moon until it enters Pisces at that 12:32 a.m. on Tuesday. Here you've got a great day. This is a great day. You've got a sextile helpful opportunity to Uranus and Taurus all the way through till 11 p.m. So now you can find out about changes that, you know, you may want to make in terms of finance or things that you want to shift around a little bit, because that's what we're doing in this phase of the moon before the new moon, before we set new intentions. We may be gathering some information about what would be helpful for us to do differently. And with Taurus, it's finance and possessions. It's how we behave with our own body. It's also our values and what we think of ourselves, our own worthiness. And then from 11 o'clock Tuesday night till about 1:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday, you've got the moon going conjunction Jupiter in Pisces. So you are looking at optimism. The psychic channels are open and you can be getting a lot of good advice from Jupiter. And your only issue is going to be overdoing. That's always the issue with Jupiter. Jupiter expands, you know, so you want to be careful not to overexpand. You know, you might be extraordinarily empathetic and sympathetic right now, but be aware of your parameters and what works for you in terms of helping others or even asking for help for yourself. But Wednesday, after 1:30 in the afternoon, now the moon goes and joins Neptune, and that's until about 6 o'clock in the evening Eastern time on Wednesday. So that part of the afternoon can be very confusing, a lot of illusions, a lot of fantasies. If you're using it purely for psychic channel, you might get a very strong channel, but you should really be clear about protecting yourself, being in light, and stuff like that. If you're looking for answers or reading of some sort. But after this 6 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday, we get the anchoring and the structured energy come back for the moon in Pisces and the sextile to Pluto in Capricorn. And that is over at 2:37 a.m. on Thursday. The moon will enter Aries at 5:30 a.m. on Thursday. And the first aspect it has is the conjunction to Mercury in Aries at 10:35 p.m. That's your aspect for the day. After that is the new moon coming in again at 2:24 a.m. on Friday morning for the East Coast. Well, when you've got a moon in Aries conjunction Mercury in Aries, things could get pretty heated because you know that moon in Aries can get angry very quickly. And with Mercury in Aries, it could be expressing with greater force than usual. So be aware that there can be a lot of hotheads out there. And one of the things that happens when the moon is conjunction Mercury, even in somebody's birth chart, is that there is an instinctive identity that forms between my feelings and my thinking. I am reacting off, you know, my instincts with how I communicate or what I'm thinking. So that's, you know, Mercury wants to be normally analytical, and, you know, this is really a sore point for all of us right now. Instead of getting worked up with information, to actually be able to get some clarity about the information before we, you know, go on a tear with it. It seems that that's not as easy for us to do as a huge group of humans. So this is a day when that will be obvious. But then again, we're coming into the end, so this is going to be the end of the cycle, because the new moon will begin a new cycle. So this is a day when there may be a lot of impatience also, you know, to be able to get going, and it isn't quite time yet. Yes, Aries is not patient. All fire signs are not. Usually Leo is fairly, but still it's fire. That's not the most patient element that we have, you know? So I've given you the forecast as I see it for the new moon, that you will, you know, be hearing things, and maybe you'll say, oh, it's April Fool's Day. Maybe that's not true, but maybe it is, because it is a new moon in Aries. And we do get a good Friday again with the moon sextile Mars in Aquarius until 6:07 p.m. So here you can have a lot of activity right on that day, and things will go well. You know, people will want to go into the new zone of thinking and ideas and all of that Aquarius stuff, you know. And Moon in Aries understands the drive of Mars, because Mars rules Aries, in and also for independence and freedom. So, you know, being around other people who are involved in that manner, you may find that this is a congenial time. Moon will sextile Saturn in Aquarius until 10:04 p.m. Eastern. So that is more structured and more down to earth, but you can be really putting a lot of energy into my thoughts for the future, because you've had the new moon. Mercury's direct, and you're getting assistance and even further assistance after 10:04 p.m. Eastern, as the Moon in Aries sextiles Venus in Aquarius until 6:24 a.m. on Saturday. So that's your sweep of start thinking about it. Put those intentions down and think about where to plant your seeds. But when you wake up Saturday morning, we have the moon square Pluto to contend with, and that is until 10 a.m. Eastern time. So don't push things. People won't want to go at your speed. If you're Moon in Aries, you'll be very frustrated. Don't break the law. Somebody might be watching, you know. Don't go through that red light or, you know, whatever. So that will give you then the end of the aspects for Aries moon, and avoid, of course, Aries moon after 10 a.m. until close to 1 p.m. when the moon enters Taurus. And that moon is going to a conjunction to Uranus, but it won't complete until Sunday afternoon, 1:47 p.m. So there are changes coming. There are changes we're going to hear about. And people may be inclined to be a little bit unpredictable, but the closer you get to that aspect, the more concern you should have for what other people might be doing around you, if you're driving or whatever. During Saturday, it shouldn't be too bad, because it's pretty far away. So you may be plotting and planning and thinking again about changes or stuff like that. We do have the sun going conjunction Mercury and Aries, so, and that's at 7:11 p.m. So here again, now we've got not the moon conjunct, but the sun conjunct. So now it's I am what I think. You know, and so people in Aries, again, can be pretty intense about it. So it's a day to let many things pass, as the Oriental philosophers would say. You know, instead of getting involved in all the details of what's happening and all the energy and everything, just, you know, you didn't like what somebody said, let it pass, you know. And that will give you a fairly nice Saturday. But Sunday is difficult. Starts with the moon conjunction Uranus, 1:47 p.m., and then we have the brewing aspect for the rest of the day of the moon in Taurus square Uranus, not Uranus, I'm sorry, the Aquarius Mars, and that will be the aspect of the early morning completing Monday, 7:09 a.m. So this is really a battle of wills, and nobody wins. So be aware of that. And, you know, the moon in Taurus is exalted there. I mean, because it's steady. You know, fluctuating lunar energies in Taurus are more peaceful. But it's also the instinct to dig your heels in and preserve and, you know, not budge, you know, and possess and acquire. And, of course, Mars has the passion to be free and not conservative, whereas the moon in Taurus may be more conservative in its instinctive feelings. So we also are getting very close to the actual exact conjunction of Mars and Saturn, and that is always a time to be wary, not just of interactions, which can be bruising, because this is also in an air sign, so it could be communications and mental bruising. But we'll talk about it again next week, because it comes in Monday evening. But it can also be your movements bruising, because the Mars energy is motion, and it hits a solid structure, Saturn. And that's generally when we can bruise ourselves, right? So we are coming into those kinds of energies. Next week, we'll have a shift, and that will be a Venus entering Pisces, the sign of her exaltation. And it seems like it speeds right through Mercury, through Aries, and it's going to change to Taurus on Sunday the 10th, which is Palm Sunday for those that celebrate these holidays. So, a very different from Aquarius Aries for both the love nature and the mind. A little bit of a peaceful, much more peaceful energy we'll be feeling. So, we'll talk about that next week. So, be clear in your intentions. Let it be even better than you could have imagined when you're doing your new moon lists, and I'll say goodbye for now.